I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of colleges going on, and one of the programs that all eyes are on this year, UCF, and as he does, basically every other week, Jason Beatty from the Orlando Sentinel is kind enough to join us. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. Big win, obviously, a game that that they needed to win like that and didn't let Bethune play with them, and they just took care of business. That killer instinct is something that a lot of schools in this state need to learn from. Welcome aboard, and another good week of football in Orlando.
Yeah, how about that? Imagine beating an FCS opponent, unlike the team up in Tallahassee, I guess. UCF did what it needed to do, and they did it bigly, 63-14. Dylan Gabriel looked impressive, as always. And the new transfer from Northwestern, Isaiah Bowser, he rushed for four touchdowns. So he's continuing to shine. His first two games have gone really well for him coming in and really getting that starting spot right out of camp. And you know, big test this week on the road against Louisville. So yeah, good ramp up game, you know.
A Friday night game, which is a pretty good little deal. You know, you're getting a little exposure, although you go up against some of the high schools and some of the different markets. But there's a lot of college football fans watching, a lot of the people who are going to kind of look at this game and assess it, because obviously Louisville was no match in their opening game, and we knew that from the beginning. You're going up against a team with a dynamic offense. But here UCF has that same type of dynamic offense. How do you look at Mississippi versus UCF from the offensive standpoint? They're similar because they move the ball and they have a lot of moving parts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a big reason for that is not only Lane Kiffin is there, but Jeff Lebby. He was the former quarterback coach, yes, and offensive coordinator at UCF,
yes,
for a couple,
yes,
of seasons, yes, under Josh Heupel. And I think actually he was a candidate, you know, before Malzahn became – he was probably the favorite candidate before Malzahn got – before Malzahn's name was in the mix for UCF. So, yeah, really similar offense. I mean, you know, maybe they're a bit more trickery or as opposed to, you know, more up-tempo, but both of these teams put up a lot of points, as we know.
You know, Jason, the one thing that's really interesting, especially this time of year, is to see what recruits come. See, and you know, you look at UCF, and obviously now I think they've broadened their recruiting horizons. Because if, I mean, you know, maybe not to the last two regimes, but I know back in the day that they didn't really have a lot of great relationships with the Orlando and Central Florida area, but that's not the case now. And I know they're from the early recruiting, they've got quite a few kids on the line. What about recruiting? How did a lot of recruits come, you know, to this? I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at what Gus Malzahn has done. He said day one he was going to recruit the state of Florida like his hair is on fire. And, you know, coaches say what they need to say in their first press conference, as always, but he's proven it. I mean, they have 12 guys committed, and 10 of them or 9 or 10 of them are from Florida. and four or five of those guys are from Central Florida area. It's a class highlighted by Nekhai Martinez, a really talented kid. I know he just got hurt, but he's a really talented kid, four-star out of Apopka. And they're not giving up on these, you know, with the Big 12 announcement this week. You know, they're able to go after these guys in Central Florida in 2023, 2024 and say, look, when you step on campus, you're probably going to be playing Power 5 football when UCF starts Big 12 competition in a couple of years. So it's huge, and Malzahn's done a really good job focusing on Central Florida. I mean, you talk with the coaches at, you know, Edgewater and down the road at Oviedo and Timber Creek and some of these other, you know, programs.
Seminole, Stanford, which is a great
Stanford
program.
Stanford Seminole and, some of these, you know, teams that compete for state championships, Apopka, and I already mentioned Seminole, like you said. Right. But, you know, they're making them a priority, and that's how you win these battles, for sure.
You bring up a really solid point, because if you look at the standings and high school football these days, there's a lot of Central Florida teams, I mean, that are doing real well. We mentioned Seminole, but Edgewater just came up with a huge win over Jones, and probably a marquee game basically for the area. I mean, because those are two very talented, very well-coached teams, so they play just a titanic matchup, scored like 90 points the other night, and you have them, and then you have Lake Mary, who's starting to play real well, and they have a lot of athletes, and they're kind of far removed out of the Central Orlando area, where they're in their own basic region with Seminole and teams like Deltona, and then you go to the other way, and then you got Central Florida, like you talked about, Lakeland, and picking up a huge player from Lakeland High School already, and just maybe taking that area just the west of Orlando into Haines City and into Central Florida, because I think right now UCF's claim in that area, and I saw when I went to the camps that I went to this year at UCF, I saw a lot more of those teams that were coming from the west areas, not just so much from Coco and programs like that. So what UCF's done is they've broadened their recruiting horizons, and it's worked out tremendous. Talk about that and the relationships that Coach Malzahn and this staff have really embraced.
Yeah, you mentioned Lakeland specifically. Coach Malzahn actually brought on a graduate assistant. He was formerly a coach at Lakeland, Coach Caleb Pickrell. That's a big reason UCF has two guys from Lakeland committed. You mentioned you didn't name him, but I'll name him. Keenis Thompson, KT Thompson, big defensive lineman. And then on the other side of the ball, Miguel Maldonado, offensive lineman out of Lakeland as well. Both those guys are, you know, really talented kids that UCF was able to go out and get. And, you know, Lakeland has some pretty good kids in the future as well. And, you know, you mentioned some of those other schools. So, you know, they're just putting a really big emphasis on Central Florida and the state of Florida as a whole as well. But we've seen it with this first class. But I'm really excited to see what Malzahn's able to do now that UCF has accepted an invite to the Big 12, and what those future classes look like as they try to compete with FSU, Miami, and Florida in the state.
Right. And you know what, coming into this Friday, this will give them a good look against an ACC team on a national televised game. Plus, big plus, win-win right there for the program. Talk about that.
Yeah, you look back at the last time these two teams met in 2013. It was a top 10 Louisville team, and UCF went in there and upset number 8 Louisville at the time. Blake Bortles was there, obviously, and that was a historic win for the program. Obviously, Louisville isn't exactly a top 25 team. They're, you know, still Power 5, still ACC, and they have a pretty good quarterback in Malik Cunningham, and pretty mobile guy, and a strong defense as well. So it's a, you know, not only is it a road game, but it's really the first road game that they've traveled to where it's, you know, probably going to be a packed house. I mean, last year they traveled a few times, but because of the pandemic, obviously limited capacity stadiums everywhere. So, you know, it's a real big challenge. And Malzahn told us today that he's interested to see how his team responds against this type of adversity. And, you know, they have an experienced offensive line, and Dylan Gabriel's back there as well. And he's off to a great start so far, the first two games. And it's going to be a fun one. I'll be there traveling to the game, and I'm interested to see what it's like.
Well, I know you're going to be writing all week. Let everybody know how they can follow the advances and some features on the game leading up to Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Always be sure to follow me on Twitter @TheRealBeady and read all my stories at OrlandoSentinel.com. I'll be traveling, like I said, and I'm really excited for this game Friday night on ESPN.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Jason. We'll hook up with you in a couple weeks and catch up and see what's happening up in Orlando.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Jason Beatty from the Orlando Sentinel joining us. UCF off to a really good start, as he mentioned, heading into a pretty hostile environment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.